I'm a child of rural Manitoba. I feel strongly that not enough people know about rural Manitoba and the wonderful things you can see when you go. And so I think, if nothing else, what I'd like to do is to convince people, particularly in Winnipeg, that there are many, many places that you can connect with our roots, you can find out about the Manitoba and how it's changed through the years. And yeah, so I think of this book as sort of a love letter to rural Manitoba.
For your book.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people, when they hear the word abandoned, they think of sort of willful neglect, that you have just let it rot. And that certainly applies in some cases. There are buildings, numerous buildings that I've come across like that, but there's also a lot of buildings that are simply not used for the purpose for which they were originally designed. So, for example, in Killarney, there are three huge warehouses along the train tracks. And in fact, talking to some of the people in Killarney, they've just completely ignored them. They don't even notice they're there. And so when I said, well, do you know what they were for? No, we don't. I said, well, did you know that they were actually built to store flax fiber? And they go, flax fiber? What was that used for? I said, well, because they used to make paper. In fact, they still make paper. But because of the changing nature of agriculture, we don't grow as much flax anymore. We're growing things like canola and soybeans. So the demand for flax products has reduced, and they don't need those buildings anymore. So the buildings are still there. They're still in relatively good shape. In fact, they've recently been sold. They'll be used for storage, but not for storing flax. And that's why I would consider it then an abandoned story. It's the abandonment of the use of those buildings. Well, I worry that the information about these places is going to disappear. You know, that many people around the province who are, well, of a certain age have recollections of places like old dance halls, for example, or one-room schoolhouses, but that this information is going to be gone within 10 or 20 years. I think, therefore, it's important that we try to save it. You know, preserve that information for the benefit of future generations, because to be frank, people really often don't engage with their past until they get a little older. And I have had many people say to me, oh no, I wish I had talked to my grandmother when I had a chance. You know, I didn't, and now I really regret that. Well, you know, maybe this in some small way can make up for that. We can record some of the things that your grandmother thought were significant, the places where she went, the things that she did, you know, in her younger years. We can preserve them, and then in 20 or 50 or 100 years, we can be reminded that this was the way it was back in, you know, long ago.